Sheep were a common sight in Jesus' day, and he used them to teach some of his spiritual lessons. He was the shepherd, and people were the sheep. Shepherds would lead their sheep to places of pasture and quiet pools of water, protecting them from harm and beasts of prey. They recognized his voice and were comforted and content in his presence. Every evening, he would bring them to the sheepfold for protection and rest for the night, accounting for each one as they entered through the gate. One night, however, one was missing. He could have said, "Well, I have 99 left, so no big deal." But he would not rest until he found the sheep that was lost. Braving the perils of the night, he set out in search for that one lost sheep until he found it. He didn't drive it home, kick it home, or scold it home. He put it on his shoulders and carried it home. And when they got in, he invited the neighbors for a time of rejoicing. He said, "That's what they do in heaven when a sinner repents." Well, that's a neat story. This is Rod Bieber with Seed Time and Harvest.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
Tune in every Saturday morning from 11 to noon right here on the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC 1360 AM, for the Garden with Joy and Holly radio show. Get your garden started and growing successfully all season long every Saturday morning, 11 to noon.
Any major disaster, especially weather-related, when the power goes out, can cause people to suddenly panic. Within hours, grocery store shelves in your area can be picked clean. Food supply lines get interrupted and food is hard to find. At that point, it's too late to do anything about it. You must survive only on the food you already have in your home or risk waiting for the government to respond while you're standing in food lines. So ask yourself, do you have enough food in your home to last for weeks or months? That's why the smart move is to secure your family's personal supply of the most reliable emergency food you can buy. Having at least 4 weeks worth of food is not a luxury, it's mandatory. If you don't want you and your family to end up in this situation, go to 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button at the top of the page. That's 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button.
Yes, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone. Let us help.
Listen to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show.
Saturdays at 11, right here on AM 1360.
Of all tyrannies, a tyranny exercised for the good of its victims may be the most oppressive. It would be better to live under robber barons than under omnipotent moral busybodies. The robber baron's cruelty may sometimes sleep, his cupidity may at some point be satiated. But those who torment us for our own good will torment us without end, for they do so with the approval of their own conscience. C.S. Lewis.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Go. Well, welcome to the second hour of today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. On internet radio, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, Monday through Friday, 11 to 1. The first hour is played on the 1360 AM radio, Johnstown, Colorado, for Northern Colorado. And the programs are streamed on both sites, naturally on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. You can only stream it. America and 1360KHNC.com, the program is streamed also at 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. And the podcasts for both hours are on the radio site, 1360KHNC.com, podcast section, Present Truth program. I've been visiting with the audience on Kamala Harris's visit with Benjamin Netanyahu after he addressed the country. And I'm going to come from a standpoint of the King James. In the King James, the kings of Israel, in the time of King David, I forgot to take the phone out of here. King David was called in the King James the King of Israel. Israel had its kings. Benjamin Netanyahu is the king of Israel. He's one of the, I think, final prime ministers of Israel. I think Israel is going to go to some type of a new system where you might have one or two people running the country, or maybe the Knesset. I don't know. I don't think it's going to be an individual person after Benjamin Netanyahu. I think they're going to change their government structure. But Benjamin Netanyahu is the present king of Israel. And here he comes to visit and speak to the people of the United States of America. This is a very important visit. He may not come to visit the U.S. ever again. This may be his final visit. He has come to ask support for Israel and to inform the people of the world the true situation in Israel. What Israel is up against, what has occurred in Israel on October 7th, the attack of anti-Semites and the anti-Semitic hatred of the Jewish people internationally. Anti-Semitism goes back 3,700 years. It goes back to the time of Abraham and Ishmael. Even Abraham, the patriarch of Israel, and his nephew Lot. In this war in Gaza, I'm not in Gaza, but in the Middle East, soon to be a war in present-day Jordan, the two children of Lot, Moab and Ammon, have always been, have had a conflict with the children of Israel for thousands of years. This conflict is going to erupt once again, and the nation of Jordan, Ammon Jordan, the Ammonites to the north, Moabites to the center of Jordan, and then Abraham's grandchild Esau is going to also, who lives in their area of existence, is to the southern part of Jordan. These three family members are going to attack Israel also. Family hatred, and then the areas, the nations around Israel, external hatred of the nations, the countries. The war is going to escalate. Abdullah II of Jordan is avoiding conflict. He's not going to be, he can't avoid it much longer. Jordan is going to enter into attacking Israel. Jordan is going to be forced into conflict with Israel. There's no getting around it. Somebody needs to send Twitter to Abdullah and say, Abdullah, it's time to get your troops ready and attack Israel from the east. Now, as Israel is going into the West Bank, three Israeli soldiers or individuals were murdered here in the last 24 hours in the West Bank. You just watch. If it hasn't already happened, you watch the retaliation. You watch what Israel is going to do. Israel is going to respond, and they need to respond. They are going to respond. When they catch the individual that murdered these Jewish people, that home of that individual is going to be brought flat to the ground. That's what they do in the West Bank. Anybody who kills a Jewish person, that individual, his residence is torn down. If his mother, his sister, his aunts and uncles live in that home, it is torn down. You cannot appease hatred. You cannot negotiate with hatred. This is 3,700 years of hatred toward the children of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And every nation and every individual that attacks them, prophecies state they will be punished. The Philistines, or the people that live in the Gaza, the old families, have always attacked the children of Israel. And that land, the Gaza, is actually Israeli inheritance. They're going to take it back. Rick Rodriguez, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Hi, it's Tammy. Naturally Inspired is the fastest growing health show on radio. Tune in for the best guests, real health solutions, strategies for inspired living. Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m., 1360 KHNC. Elevate your afternoons with Naturally Inspired Radio.
Do you want to eat bread again and feel energized and not feel bloated and tired and sick? Here at Joseph's Organic Bakery, we offer superfood, ancient grain, stone ground bread made like 1,000 years ago. Please call me 954-541-4062 or order online at veganbakerymiami.com.
Greetings, folks. This is the Constitutional Medicine Man inviting you to join me Saturdays at 2 p.m. for my show, Constitutional Medicine, right here on AM 1360. That's Saturday at 2 p.m. right here on AM 1360.
You've probably been hearing me talk about YRefi for a while now. YRefi has been getting a ton of phone calls, and I want to thank you for supporting and investing in something that actually helps people. A lot of people are talking about this investment, so I'd like to review the basics with you. First off, yes, it's true. You can earn up to 10.25% fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed. You can turn your income on or off, compounded, whatever you choose, and there are absolutely no fees. There is no attack on principal if you ever need your money back, and your monthly statements will have no surprises. If you're not sure if you can trust this economy, this secure collateralized portfolio may be a good option for you. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's the word invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com, or call them at 888-YREFI24. That's 888-YREFI24. Tell them Joe sent you.
I put a spell on you.
Do you sense a time of hardship, time of doom? Christ said in the decade prior to his return, there would be a war that would take place in the Middle East, a regional war, an internal war, and a regional war. You would have Hamas in Gaza, and you would have in the West Bank, the PLO, and you would have terrorists in Lebanon, in Syria, and the Jordan, and maybe some conflict out of Egypt. This is all documented in Psalm chapter 83. And the Psalm prophecy has a beginning. It begins on October 7th, 2023. It began. All of the peoples in that psalm are in conflict basically right now with Israel, excluding the nation of Jordan. But very shortly, the nation of Jordan is going to attack Israel. The West Bank, these people are butted right up to Jordan. Many of the people in the West Bank, the PLO, are from Jordan. As Israel goes in to remove the cells, the groups that are targeting Jewish people, Israel will respond severely. And King Jordan, King Abdullah of Jordan, if he dies, I'm sure that the family or the terrorists that will take power in Jordan will attack Israel. Should something happen to Abdullah, his son already has voiced his, you might say, dislike or hatred for the Jewish, for the state of Israel. The conflict is going to escalate. Christ said that this would be one of the signs that would take place early in the final decade before he comes, the Psalm 83 war. It began October 7th. I think last October, I think that was the beginning of maybe the last 9 years in the decade. So we might be already a year into the final 10 years, maybe longer, or maybe into that final decade, we maybe even a year or eight and a half years away from Christ's return. Another thing that would happen is Donald Trump would exit the political stage in the final decade. Before the decade begins, Donald Trump would be president of the United States. But in the last decade, Donald Trump will leave office. He will leave the political scene. And an individual who had left the political scene before the last decade began was Barack Obama. But he will return in the final decade before Christ's return. Probably be about 8 years before Christ returns, somewhere in that vicinity. Could it be this year? Well, it appears as if things are developing, and he may very well return by the end of this year. Then you have Kamala Harris continuing with her, the visit she had with Benjamin Netanyahu. I want to continue on the points. She also basically had concerns over, again, the Gaza casualties. Well, that's on behest of the terrorists. She told Netanyahu, and she's urging that him to get a peace deal done soon. Well, easy for her to say. When you people, it's very difficult to negotiate with people that hate you. And easily said, but difficult to make peace when those that you're trying to make peace with have stated that they want to drive you into the sea. Then she said that one of the first things that's got to happen right away, immediately, is get a deal on the table. Get a deal on the table for a ceasefire. And we've got to have a hostage deal. Well, she doesn't know who she's dealing with. She can tell the Hamas leaders, we got to get a deal done. And their position will be, okay, Israel must. And she even stated, she stated that for this deal to take place, she's speaking on behalf of Hamas, I believe. The first phase, full ceasefire, full withdrawal of the Israeli military from the population areas. Secondly, Gaza, there must be a complete withdrawal of all forces, not just from the heavily populated areas, but from all of Gaza. Complete entire withdrawal. And then this will lead to a permanent end to the hostilities. Well, she's asking Israel to stop the campaign of war. But is that going to stop Hamas from stopping? She says that the Arabs are suffering, and it's just not acceptable. And she wants these people to be able to exercise their right to freedom, dignity, and self-determination. Well, I think that's what everybody would like. But the problem is, it's not Israel. Israel would have done this a long time ago. Self-determination. She says, I remain committed to a path toward forward that can lead to a two-state solution. With this matter of the two-state solution, China wants a two-state solution. Russia, Arab nations, the PLO, the United States, the whole world would like a two-state solution. You can't have a two-state solution. It's like, you know, some of these battles between, or some of the court cases between a husband and wife, irreconcilable differences. No matter what they do, there's no reconciling. And I sit and watch some of the YouTubes with these court battles between a husband and a wife, and the fight over the children, and the fight over the belongings, and the fight over the income, who's going to get what, the Kevin Costner divorce, things of this nature. I guess I'm a soap opera junkie. He's the only one I've really watched. I'm watching kind of Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez. Who's going to get what? What's going to happen? Who cheated on who? Well, that's what we're watching in the Middle East. Two-state solution? There never be. The Bible, it's not in the scripture. There will be no two-state solution. Israel is forbidden from giving land away. You may agree, disagree. The governments may disagree. But God has given an inheritance to the children of Israel, and they are not to give away their inheritance. In the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 32, Moses told the children of Israel that you have an area that you need to occupy after you leave the wilderness, but the nations surrounding you, they also have been given land, and you are not to take their land. So God made it very clear to each country of the world, to the peoples of the world, they were all given a boundary of real estate that belonged to them. And the wars have been fought, nations wanting to expand territory. But eventually wars are fought again in the future, and the territory that was lost is reclaimed. God told Israel through Moses, you cannot take over Egypt. You cannot take over the land of Saudi Arabia. That belongs to the seed, to the children of Ishmael. You cannot take over Iran. Iran belongs to the Persian people. You can't take over Turkey. Turkey has been given to those people, the relatives of Russia. But you have a piece of land from the Euphrates to the Nile River. That is your land. That land will be perfect for you through all generations. Even in the millennial kingdom, Israel has its boundaries. And they're going to, the land that is now desert is going to turn into the Garden of Eden after Christ returns. But Saudi Arabia, they'll have their land. Egypt will have its land. But here, a two-state solution, for the Christian audience that you believe that Israel is committing genocide, you don't know the Bible prophecies. You don't understand what this war is about. This is family and aggressive nations surrounding Israel. Psalm 83 gives you all the details in detail. It's explicit. The war is to genocide the children of Israel and to ethnic cleanse the name of Israel. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
My name is Corporal Bradley Joseph Seitz.
Jerry Reed.
Kate Weber.
These are real veterans facing a real challenge.
I have PTSD.
And I have PTSD.
I have PTSD.
Post-traumatic stress disorder can happen to anyone.
I was still in a war zone in my mind.
But treatment can turn your life around.
Treatment has really saved my life.
To learn about PTSD and how treatment can help you, call your local VA medical center or visit ptsd.va.gov.
How much is our government hiding from us? What's the truth about COVID-19? Are climate engineering operations robbing our rain? If you want answers, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Sundays at 1 p.m. on KHNC 1360 AM.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TahiboTeaClub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E, B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TahiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TahiboTeaClub.com.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Hello, everybody in Northern Colorado. You're all looking good. I knew you would.
Keep listening to AM 1360, the Roar of the Rockies, the best station ever.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
Yep, I remember the old hippie days in the 70s and the all the hippies talking about the age of Aquarius, the change. Well, there is a change coming to the world. There's a big change coming. I always talk about the other countries that view America from a distance. These countries are very concerned. They are appalled at what's happening in the Democratic Party. They are totally shocked. The assassination attempt on Donald Trump, and he lives through it. The Teflon Don. For almost eight years now, every single demonic, satanic, evil act, force, whether it be lawsuits, assassination attempt, a coup within his own party, the hatred of Mueller and the old Obamaites, they could not touch the Teflon Don. And they won't be able to touch Don until God relieves him of his responsibilities and duties, and God's intention is to continue to use Donald Trump to interfere with the plans of the ruling order of America. It protects the American people and the people of the world. Donald Trump is the eye of the hurricane. When he leaves, when God dismisses him from his duties, the second half, the destructive half, if you think the first six administrations prior to Donald Trump were destructive to this culture and to the nations of the world, with starting with Carter, bringing in Trilateral Commission, the petrodollar, doing on behest of the Rockefellers, Ronald Reagan with Iran-Contra, the wars in South America, the building up of America's military like that had not been done, like no time in previous American history. George Bush Sr., the winds are continuing to become more violent increasing. And we have drug trade, narco. We have plans in the Middle East carried out eventually by George Jr., Saddam Hussein, Iraq being invaded, the Clintons, the deals with the Chinese, more narco. The breakup of Yugoslavia, the Bosnia War. If you think that was destructive to America and to the world, then with Obama coming in and starting the race wars, these wars, brainwashing a whole group of elementary school children, and look what's happened. The youth of this country are destroyed. Not accident. And then Donald Trump, God gives the world a little bit of time to breathe, a little peace, a little time to recover financially from debt, build businesses, end the wars internationally, no new war. Boy, I'm sure the military-industrial complex, these people were about to starve. Their children were having to shop at the thrift store because there were no wars, no money being made. Arms weren't being, no new aircraft, no ships being built. Military-industrial complex, these poor people. They couldn't take, 6-month vacations. But then Joe Biden comes in, and here now the money is being spread all through the world, through Ukraine. And this is just the beginning of the wind speed. When Donald Trump, when God leaves him, and when he is being given permission by God to walk away. How that's going to happen, I don't know. But once Donald Trump is no longer Teflon Don, when he's no longer allowed by God to hold back the winds of destruction that are going to come through the coming administration, then the world will realize, the American people will realize what they had. What was that old song by, what's her name? You don't know what you've got until it's gone. Joni Mitchell. You don't know what you've got till it's gone. Build a paradise, put up a parking lot. America's going to be a parking lot. And there's not going to be anything but a parking lot. We are a parking lot already, you might say. Look at the millions of people that have come into the country in 4 years. The storm has already begun. The winds have increased. Destructive winds. Kamala, these winds are going to destroy her too. She's not going to be president. Her days being in the spotlight to cackle are just about to end. The end of the cackler. Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Podcast and radio station, 1360KHNC.com to the podcast section, Present Truth site.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
Hello, church. Henry here from God's Feeding Station. In Ephesians 6, verse 12, Paul tells us, "We do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. No one knows what lies in store for us in the days ahead, but we must be prepared spiritually to face whatever comes our way." And part of that equipping involves putting on the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And at godsfeedingstation.org, we strive to ensure that everyone who comes and visits us will be as immersed as they possibly can be in the Word of God, so that together we are prepared to face not just tomorrow, but eternity. godsfeedingstation.org, a proud sponsor of Craig James and Just Informed Talk Radio.
This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays from 10 to 1 for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program on 1360 AM KHNC.
Hi, are you suffering from diabetes? Would you like to get off those dangerous medications? Here at Joseph's Organic Bakery, we have a solution where you eat our low-glycemic ancient grain bread and go on our diet plan. Please call me at 954-541-4062 or visit our website, veganbakerymiami.com.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
On Sunday, here on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, I host the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program, and it will be played from 11 to 2 here on America's Freedom Network. On the KHNC AM radio site, I will start at 10 to 1. Every Sunday, 10 to 1 on America's on 1360 AM 1360khnc.com for those who stream in. Those on that are in the area, Northern Colorado, Johnstown area, 1360 AM radio. Again, on Sunday from 11 to 2 is when you will hear the programs on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Okay, with Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu did come to the U.S. to talk to the American people about America's supporting Israel in this campaign against the terrorists. And America will assist Israel. The United States must assist Israel. This prophecy in Psalm 83, as it progresses, Israel begins to get the advantage, and eventually full advantage, and there will be nothing that Hamas in the Gaza Strip will be able to do to continue this war. It does have a date where it will end. The war and the conflict in Lebanon with Hezbollah will end. And for the most part, by Israel basically winning the war, they will surrender. Hamas will surrender. Hezbollah will surrender. All of the terrorist groups in Syria, if they don't surrender, they'll be destroyed. Very soon, King Abdullah of Jordan is going to enter into this conflict. And eventually they will surrender. At the end, when the dust is settled, Damascus as a city will be destroyed completely. This is a separate prophecy. And Israel is going to expand her territory into her ancient land that had been given to her, that had been taken by other families for about 3,000 years. Israel will move into present-day Jordan and occupy in Jordan. So Israel will become about three times bigger than she is. And if you don't think the nations are going to be furious then, well, this is going to provoke Russia and Iran, Turkey, other nations in the Soviet bloc, old Soviet bloc, Ethiopia, Libya from South Africa. Once Israel is in the Jordan, they will attack Israel in the Jordan, the country of Jordan, Transjordan. They will attack Israel. That is a separate, a completely separate war. Gaza war in Psalm 83. The Gaza and the regional war is Psalm 83. Damascus being destroyed as a city, Amos chapter 1, Isaiah chapter 17. Then you have a greater war called the Gog and Magog War. It is in two chapters in the Bible, Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. I talk about these battles, these wars, on Sunday on the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program at 10 to 1. You can listen on AM 1360 if you go listen by radio, or you can listen streamed 1360khnc.com or AmericasFreedomNetwork.com starting at 11 a.m. and the podcasts for the program on Sunday, 3 hours on 1360khnc.com podcast section, Olive Tree site. I talk about the prophecies. I speak to the Christian people to wake them up because they are asleep. God is calling his people, showing signs, great signs. This political season we're in is a great sign from God. There will be one individual that will win, Barack Obama. It's in the Bible. This is what I discuss with the audience on Sunday. For those that are not Christian, you should tune in, listen to what the Bible has to say about the time we're in. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Are you looking for a simple, powerful way to boost your health and wellness? Gruska C60 oral supplement detoxifies your body at the cellular level, supporting brain, muscles, joints, organs, and nerve function. Joe's been taking C60 in sunflower oil for 6 months, and it improved his chronic joint pain and inflammation. Visit c-60.com or call 720-600-6040. Tell them Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
Before I was adopted, I felt like nobody wanted me. I felt like my life was already over.
At a certain age, they don't want you. You're troubled and stuff.
Even if I wanted to be adopted, who would adopt a 17-year-old?
Inside, I knew, like, I'm not a troubled kid. I know what I'm in for, why I'm here.
My biggest fear was that I would age out and not know how to be sufficient on my own.
I had nightmares every single day at my birth mom's house. It was just really scary for me living there.
I was scared, I was lost, and I felt hopeless.
I felt like, don't I deserve to feel happy and loved?
I just wish I'd gotten adopted sooner.
Unfortunately, the number of children waiting to be adopted from foster care is on the rise. The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is the only public nonprofit charity in the U.S. focused exclusively on foster care adoption. You can help. Go to DaveThomasFoundation.org to learn more.
Reasons to Own Gold. Brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquint, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
Well, we're done for the week. Time flies. With the, I wonder what's going to happen over the weekend now that Barack and his partner have declared They've come out publicly now and stated that they endorse Kamala, standing with her 100% in her bid for president. Don't believe them. Do not believe what they're saying. Don't think that they're standing behind her. They have two hurdles to cross, Kamala and Donald Trump, to get back to power. Here in August, we're not too far away from August. Summer, we're in. Time is moving quickly. Very soon, we're going to be in the Democrat convention. And then we're going to see, you know, who is going to continue to come out of the basement into the open. Now, they will work together to destroy Donald Trump. Trump still, the polls are saying that he's losing to Kamala Harris. No, he's not. There won't be a Trump-Kamala debate. I don't think there's going to be a debate. He will destroy her like he destroyed Joe Biden. Donald Trump, the destroyer of dynasties. He destroyed the Bush political dynasty, Clinton political dynasty, now the Joe Biden political dynasty, and the Kamala Harris short-lived political dynasty. I can't even call it a dynasty. Her political season. Trump, the destroyer of dynasties and political seasons for many people. The Teflon Don. Will he be able to destroy Barack when he returns? No. Nope. The candidate for the Democrat. Well, actually, there's going to be a coup, I think. It's got to be a coup, a stealing of the country by Barry. May the God of peace bless you tonight and the weekend. May the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ, his Son, bless you tonight and over the weekend. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. We'll visit next week. Join me Sunday, 10 to 1 on 1360 AM radio, Johnstown, Colorado.
If you've ever been frustrated or frightened by a cut or a nosebleed that won't stop bleeding, or had an emergency where bleeding can't be controlled, you need Bleed Stop. It's a safe-in-the-wound, non-stinging, FDA-cleared powder that's clinically proven to quickly and easily stop bleeding, even for severe wounds and for people on blood thinners or people with nosebleeds.
My oldest son cut himself with a knife quite badly, and we had Bleed Stop with us, and we put it on the wound, and it stopped the bleeding.
Bandages don't do much to stop the bleeding, certainly not if you're on a blood thinner. Bleed Stop works. Simply put Bleed Stop onto any cut or wound, apply pressure, and watch the bleeding stop.
Easy to apply, it doesn't burn, it doesn't sting.
Take away your bleeding fear. Bleed Stop absolutely works, even if you're on blood thinners or suffer from nosebleeds. Bleed Stop is used in emergency rooms across the country. Bleed Stop only works if you have it on hand.
Imagine what Bleed Stop can do for a serious cut.
Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360 KHNC webpage. Get yours today.